Papa's Terence is still a good Terence. Rav Papa gave a Terence to say that Rav Yehuda is our Mishnah goes like Rav Yehuda. Even though Rav Yehuda says in Erev Shabbos you have to stop eating, that's only min HaMincha L'malah, 3:30. On Erev Pesach, the Chiddush is 3 o'clock. Samach L'mincha, you have to stop. Either there's a price that says even Erev Shabbos also Samach. Maybe that price is a mistake. So tomorrow, Omalei Mirema. So Mirema said back, V'itayman, someone is saying it was Rav Yemer. That Rav Yemer said back. It said like this, Ano ikloi l'pirkei de Rav Pinchas. We went into the Pirkei, to the learning, to the Shir by Rav Pinchas, Rav Ravami. The son of Ravami, the Kom Tana, and a Tana got up there, the Tani and learned to them, the Tani Kaimei and learned in front of them, this Lashon of this last Brisa, that Rav Yehuda Shita is on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have a Suda, me Samach L'mincha G'tana, not only 3:30, but even 3 o'clock you have to stop. The Kib Limine, and they were Makabal, that's the right shot. So you see, this last Brisa is not a mistake, it's not a Meshabeshto, but rather it's the right shot. For the Gemara Yehoch, if that's true, Kasha, if this last price is true, says the back of Kasha, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah that on Erev Pesach you have to stop eating? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not only Erev Pesach, every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov had the same halachim. That Samach Lemincha, Kitana, you have to stop eating. So Gemara says, Elo Machrata, we have to come back and say the only Teretz we have so far is Kidderav Huna. Like Rav Huna's teretz was. It ain't a chanami. Our Mishnah is not going to leave with Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah shouldn't say Erev Pesach, because it's every Shabbos and every Yom Tov also. Now, Mishnah goes only to leave with Rav Yossi. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That even according to Rav Yossi, that holds on a regular Erev Shabbos and a regular Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat up until the night time, and then you stop and you make Kiddush, but an Erev Pesach, here you have to stop min samach l'mincha. Why? Because Pesach b'night is the mitzvah of the raisa tik matzah. So we want you to mekayim the mitzvah of the raisa at nighttime behidur. That means to be have a hungry, to have a desire to eat it. So therefore, in the afternoon, you're not supposed to fill yourself up and eat. Vashenkan on a regular erev Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of the raisa to have the sudah b'dafkur at nighttime. As mid rabbanon, there is an inyan. But I call upon him mid raisa inyan. By any yontif, on Shabbos you could be mekayim even beyond. So therefore, the Yaisa Shita is on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat till the night time. It's only Erev Pesach, the Chiddush of Al Mishnah, you have to stop eating Samach L'mincha. For the Gemara now, Ula Rav Huna Menicha. Even according to Rav Huna, does it come out good? Well, there's a Kashya Rav Huna also. The Yom Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah said over, Omer Rav Yechin, the name of Rav Yechinan, the time and some say was, Omer Rabavur said over Omer Rabbi Yosi and Bar Rabbi Chanina that halacha to Rabbi Yehuda the Erev HaPesach that they said over Yishna Hunri Paskenite on Erev Pesach we Pasken like Rabbi Yehuda for halacha to Rabbi Yosi Erev Shabbos and on a regular Erev Shabbos we Pasken like Rabbi Yosi. So that's what they said over that is on Erev Pesach we Pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chiru, what is that Mashmah of Gemara? Halacha Krev Yudiv Erev HaPesach, since they had a Sayova, that on Erev Pesach we pass like Al Mishnah, which goes according to Rev Yehuda, Mechlal, it's a Raya, to Polig Rev Yosi Betavayu. It's a Raya, Rev Yosi argues even on Erev Pesach. Rev Yosi argues on Al Mishnah, and holds his sheet to Israel, allowed to eat up until the night time, even on Erev Pesach. That's why it's good, why they had a Paskin and say, you should know, on Erev Pesach we pass like Rev Yehuda. Even though Erev Shabbos is pasul Rav Yosi, so they have to tell us, don't think who was in Erev Pesach also we should pasul Rav Yosi. No, on Erev Pesach we pasul Rav Yehuda. But I call upon us mashma clearly that Rav Yosi himself argues even on Erev Pesach. So if Rav Yosi argues even on Erev Pesach, then we're back to the kasher. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah only say Erev Pesachim you can eat some of the mincha? Behechach our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Yehuda. It's according to Rabbi Yosi was saying now, you are allowed to eat even on Erev Pesach. So if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does the Mishnah Dafka say Erev Sochim? It should have said Erev Sochim with Erev Shabbos. Should have said altogether, should have said. So Tais asked the Kash Mil, but you should ask all these Kashes, what's the big Kash in the Mishnah? That Tais asked, the Imtaima, the next to bottom Tais was on the base. The Imtaima, my Lai Mishani, the Tani the Pesach Koi, to the Mishani, the Perakol Shah. Yes, not the kasha now, then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? If the Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda, why does it only say Erev Pesach? It should have said Erev Shabbos also. I'll tell you true, Avadat Halacha is Erev Shabbos, maybe the same Halacha. The reason why this Mishnah here says Erev Pesachim, because we're talking about Masechta Pesachim. We're talking about what's going on in Halacha, it's about Erev Pesach and El Pesach. That's why the Mishnah only picks on Erev Pesachim. That's the kasha, why it doesn't say Erev Shabbos also. We're not talking about Erev Shabbos here. Like the Gemara answered before already. So Tzai's answer is Mishnah Pesach Koi Ein Loi Laniach Arve Shabbos Es Tzvira Bechol Shavua. It's one teretz. Since it's true we're talking about Erev Pesachim, but since Erev Shabbos comes out every single week and it don't have to add too much onto the Mishnah, it's Kedai ready to say Erev Shabbos also. That was the kasha. If the halacha applies even to Erev Shabbos, so the Mishnah should have said it already. Since it's told you it happens very often, it should have said it also. So that's why the Gemara can say the rest of the kasha. That's why our Mishnah cannot go according to Rav Yehuda. But according to Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah should have also already said Erev Shabbos, since it comes down Todim often. Taisa Dinam, the other teretz is Hocha Dika L'Mitoy. A person can make a mistake. Ulamemer, the Daf can knock an Erev Pesach. Mishum Chiyu with the Matzah. But Hevel L'Mis the Erev Pesach. That's a better teretz says. That if our Mishnah now, the way it says, you can make a mistake. Since the Mishnah only says Erev Pesach, I would think only now you can't eat min ha-mincha l'malam, somach l'mincha. Because midraisa tonight is a mitzvah to eat matzah. Masheka on a regular Erev Shabbos, will be masha from our Mishnah, you are allowed to eat even min ha-mincha l'malam. So if our Mishnah goes according to Yehuda, that's the kasha. The Mishnah should have said, even on Erev Shabbos also, you're not allowed to eat min ha-mincha l'malam. Tell him, Rav Huna wants to give a teretz to Mishnah goes according to Rav Yosi. That Rav Yosi is ma'amayda dafka nera pesach can eat. But the kashra is now no. This price says clearly that we have to paskin here. It says halacha Rav Yehuda the erev pesach. Mashma that only Rav Yehuda holds this way erev pesach. But Rav Yosi himself still argues even on erev pesach. So we'll say, what's shah now Mishnah then? The Gemara Loitin. That's not shot in this last brisa. That Amar Abahu Amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina had to say over that the halacha Rav Yehuda and Erev Pesach is not going on the din of our Mishnah. Loi, halacha mechlal de pligi pihasokam. I tell you, not that we have to pass the halacha Rav Yehuda here by Erev Pesach. It's the diak that Rav Yosi argues on a different halacha about hasokam. If you have to stop eating, which is another machlokes between Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, we learned in a brace like this. If a person was having a Suda Friday afternoon, he started, it was by Chasna Friday afternoon. They started the Suda at 12 o'clock, don't make enough mina, and the Suda went straight Mamash into Shabbos. So the halacha is Mavsikin. As soon as it becomes the beginning of Shabbos, you have to stop that Suda. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. And Mavsikin Mamash means you have to take away the whole table. And then you make Kiddush, and then you bring the table back again. It's a Shiloh, we'll see later on in the Gemara. Some Shita say you have to mamish bench first, and then you take away the old table, and then you make Kiddush, then you start the Suda over again. That's what you do, Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer ain't Masikin. Yes, yes, no, you don't have to be Masik. If you started the meal before Shabbos, Friday afternoon, continue on the meal. Whenever you finish the meal 10 o'clock in the afternoon. Whenever you finish that meal, you'll bench. And after you guys finish benching, then you make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So the Gemara Umaisav of Shimon Gamliel was a Maisav of Shimon Gamliel for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yosi. Shoyim Mesubin v'Yaku. It once happened they were sitting and having a Suda in Aku, the city. The Kiddush Aleim Ayim, and came to be Shabbos. In the middle of the Suda came now with Shabbos. Omalei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel or Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel went to ask Rabbi Yosi, they're both sitting there. For Rebbe, so he called Rabbi Yosi a nice Lashon Rebbe, like a Lashon Gadol Ador, Ritzoncha, do you want Mafsik? Let's right now, since now it's the time to make Kiddush, it's already became Shabbos Kiddush already, so let's stop our Suda we have now, we'll bench, we'll take away the table, and we'll make Kiddush now. V'nechesh l'divir Rabbi Yehuda chavreinu. And let's be afraid of the way Rabbi Yehuda paskins. Now, even though we know you, Rabbi Yosi, your Shita is, you're allowed to continue eating your Suda, even though it's going into Shabbos. And when you bench at nighttime, whenever you get finished, then you make Kiddush. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, maybe you, Rabbi Yosi, now want to be afraid of Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, and maybe you'll stop eating right now. We'll take away the table, and we'll make Kiddush right now. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel went to ask Rabbi Yosi. Oh, my Lord.
So Rabbi Yossi answered back to him, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim, every single day, ato mechaviv devarai, lefnei Rabbi Yehuda." Like, what's going on here? Like, Yom Lechur, my Talmud, every single day, whatever I say you like very much, and you even tell it over to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, you tell over Rabbi Yehuda my halachis, that I hold, you're allowed to continue eating, but whenever you get finished, then you're first to make kiddush. For Yachshev, and right now, today, that we're having Mamush Asuta together, and it's me, Rabbi Yossi, at the Mechav of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda before night, you want to ask, you're asking me, should I be afraid of what Rabbi Yehuda says, and you want me right now to stop my Suda? Me, myself, I hold the halacha is, you're allowed to continue eating right now. I don't have to stop my Suda right now, even though it came Shabbos. If I started the meal before Shabbos, I'm allowed to continue eating. However, I get finished, then I'll make kiddush at night time. So Lechura is asked, what are you asking me now? You want me to stop now in front of me? I should stop my shita and do the way of Yehuda holds. He said over the pasuk in Esther, Hagam lichpa shesamalka imi baboyis. Like Achashverus told to Haman there, you want to capture my wife in front of me? Like, what are you doing here? Like, in front of me, pshita, I'm not going to listen. Avada, Rabbi Yisrael, that's still old like my shita. But I call upon him, this is the new machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Another machlokes. Not only is the one machlokes is, on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't start eating min amincha ulamala. Rabbi Yehuda holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start a suda, samach lemincha katana. You're not allowed to start. Rabbi Yossi holds, you are allowed to start. And you're allowed to eat until tachshach. That's one machlokes. Now we're saying another machlokes. What about if the suda you started continues on and goes into the night time? Do you have to stop and take away the table and make kiddush? Does that help Yehuda? And if Yossi says no, you're allowed to continue on straight through. So what he answered back here was, Amalei, so Shimon Galil answered back to him, Im Ken, if that's so, Loi Nifsik, like I have Karota, true, let's not stop eating right now. We'll continue our meal, and when we finish benching, then we'll make kiddush. Why? Because Shem Yirat Tamidim, like Kru, you're right. Like, if for this one time, like, let's say right now, for some reason, we'll be machmir. Right now, even Rabbi Yehuda will be machmir and hold, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, to say, this one time, I'll stop eating right now. But if you do that, you have to be afraid that the Talmidim, the people that are there, are going to see what you're doing. They're going to see that you're stopping eating right now. The yikva locha l'dairis. And they'll be kaveya, they'll say, you know what the locha is? Like Rabbi Yehuda. That everybody, if you ever started a suda Friday afternoon, when it comes Shabbos, you would have to stop. So the halacha is that tomorrow Omru loizos misham ad shekavu halacha Rav Yossi. They didn't move from there until Eska passed, and clearly the halacha is like Rav Yossi. That in case somebody started to eat before Shabbos, the halacha is he's allowed to continue eating, and whenever he gets finished at night time, that's when he'll make kiddush. So let's see a little bit Rashbam here. Shashbam, this is the fourth line of the big lines here. Titania, the Basoka Nami Pligi. It's a machlokes even by Asoka. Masikan Lashabosis. In his chosudosa, they have their koidema mincha. Let's say somebody started to eat Friday afternoon, even before mincha, when you're allowed to start eating. Voyoichel vohoyle chachatashach. He continued eating up until it came Mamas Lila. Is Afidul Rabbi Yehuda, Mavsikim Sudosoi. Miyak Mavsik Sudosoi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop eating as soon as it becomes night time and make kiddush right then. The kiddush shall learn mishtechshe. Chok the simchas after the brachas. Yeah, so what's the Gemara? Rabbi Yossi argues in a different machlokes. Machlokes if masikin. If the meal continue on, do you have to stop your suda? So that's the vice of Rabbi Yossi argues even on Erev Pesach also. Rabbi Yossi, she told us, even on Erev Pesach will be the same halacha. Let's say Erev Pesach, somebody started to eat his meal mamash before mincha. Even though Rabbi Yossi holds like our Mishnah, we're saying now that on Erev Pesach he holds, you're not supposed to start eating. So at 3 o'clock, Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating a meal. But let's say you started the meal beforehand. At 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you started your meal. So you're allowed to continue eating it. So what's going to be if the meal went on, mamash continue eating, it went into the night time? Do you have to stop when it comes Lila to make kiddush? Or don't you have to stop? Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to stop.
If you started the meal beheter, you have a right to continue on your meal and continue on eating, and whenever you get finished, then you first make kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So that's what the price before is passing. That's at Amr Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chanina. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the Erev HaPesach, means for this machlokes. On Erev Pesach, that we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi says, that if the Suda continues on up until night time, you can continue eating. But on Erev Pesach, here we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that if the Suda continues on, Avad, as soon as it comes Laila, you have to stop eating, take away the table, and make Kiddush right then. So that's what the Braisa meant to say. So therefore, we're coming out now that, like Rav Huna's Teretz, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That even though Rabbi Yosi holds on a regular Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to Metchila start eating up until Meshach Techshach, on Erev Pesach he holds no. Once it comes Samuch Lemincha, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not allowed to start eating Yisuda. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yosi holds the Geir Tilchot Erev Pesach. But let's say somebody started to eat before 3 o'clock. He started the heter, and the Suda continued on, then Rabbi Yosi holds as long as you want to continue eating. And whenever you get finished, that's when you'll stop, and then you'll make Kiddush. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. We have Yehuda Shita is no, you have to stop right then, and you make Kiddush right then, and then you continue your Suda. That's why it's good why he said, La Locha on Erev Pesach, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yosi. Yeah. So tell us like this, we said a good cash according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, it's a modern halacha. Rabbi Yosi says, Omer ein mafsikin. For goyim kol sodosai, for the Torah says, you'll have to finish your whole meal, mavorach bircha samozin, your bench, v'yachakach mekaddish. And then it could be 11 o'clock at night, then you first make kiddish. K'dmuch of a b'raith l'kamom, we'll have rice and gemurah later. Mashmur the ensorach lasa sud l'shem Shabbos. You don't have to make the Suda for the purpose of Shabbos. T'itzorach madi l'hamtim yasik miyad. If the Suda has to be done l'shem Shabbos, so you should stop right away. So mashma the Suda you ate before, even though it wasn't a Suda l'shem Shabbos, still you don't have to have a Suda l'shem Shabbos. V'yim teimer frektoisvist. V'yech yasu kiddish ba'mod namayse here. You finished eating your meal 11 o'clock, you're benching then you're going to get up to make kiddish. How could you make kiddish then below Suda? Haloyen kiddish elabamokim Suda. We know you're only allowed to make kiddish. First you make kiddish, then you have your Suda. Rav Yosi doesn't say you have to have a new meal later. Now, Rav Yosi just says, whenever you get finished, bench and then make kiddush. Where's the kiddush from Mokim Suda? The Yeshvayma, the Choshev kiddush from Mokim Suda, Kivan Shemiyad, Acher HaSuda, Oysa kiddush. Since right after you bench, you're going to make kiddush. The Yosi Suda, Oyla Loyla Suda Shabbos. Now, that Suda that you ate, even though you didn't start eating L'Shem Shabbos, and you didn't make kiddush at the beginning of the meal, but Lamai says, since you ate that Suda on Shabbos, so we're talking about now, it's 11 o'clock at night, you got finished. So the first few hours of Shabbos, you were eating this meal. So this Suda is considered a Suda Shabbos. When you bench from that meal, you have to say a Ritzay in Birchas Hamazon. So therefore, Lamaisa, the Kiddush, is called Kiddush of Mokim Suda. Lamaisa, there's not a din you have to, usually what we do is, we're not allowed to start eating until we make Kiddush. So Pshita, we have to make Kiddush first, and then we have our Suda. But Mekir Adin, that Kiddush of Mokim Suda just means, in the Mokim where you're eating, even if you just finished eating, you can also make Kiddush there. But you can't make Kiddush on an empty place. It has to be the Mokim you can have your Suda. So Tayyus Mechadish, even if you already ate your Suda already also, you should know you're allowed to make Kiddush. Chapan Avkamina, if somebody didn't have any wine. No, they specifically didn't make Kiddush. No. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says, "Ein halacha l'alacha l'maisa." We don't hold like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda that says mafsikin. He says in the case where you started your suda before Shabbos and you continued on, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, Rav Yehuda shita, you have to stop eating a mamash bench and take away this whole table and then make kiddush. So we don't hold like Rav Yehuda. For like Rav Yosi. But we're not making like Rabbi Yosi either to say you can continue eating your Suda and whenever you get finished, then you'll make Kiddush. We don't hold like Rabbi Yosi either. Elo, what's the halacha? Poiris, mape, umekadish. Just throw a tablecloth. Throw something on top of the lechem. Cover over the lechem. We might see if the whole table is full of food. Chur means cover up the whole table. Umekadish, make Kiddush. If the maisa, you started to Suda Friday afternoon. Now when it comes after Shkia, whenever it's time to make Kiddush, just right now in the middle of your meal, just cover up the table, and make Kiddush right then. That's what Yehuda Mashmul says. So twice, what? Continue the study, right? So to the Rashbam speaks out here, Vanira Benai, Tesriva Lishmul, how does Shmuel really hold Halacha? Halacha Kreb Yosi. The Ikar Halacha is like Kreb Yosi. That if you want to, you could continue the whole Suda and make Kiddush at the end. Ketani the Brisa. Shekov Halacha Kemoise. Like before we passed him. On a regular era Shabbos, we passed like Kreb Yosi. That you are allowed to continue your Suda and first make Kiddush afterwards. El Shabbo Lahachmur Al Atzmai. We have Yudah Mashmul just on saying a Chumra. Don't finish eating your meal. Rather, right now stop. Just cover over the lechem. The yikadish. Don't finish your meal. Make kiddush later. Right now, make kiddush. That's Rashbam's achron. The Ramad is Shmuel making Radin holds like Rabbi Yosi Paskin. That really you would be allowed to continue your meal, and when he gets finished, then make Kiddush. But he's saying the Chumra, it's better to do is, right now, just cover up the bread, that's all, and make Kiddush right now, and continue eating. And then Echnami, if you had already Yayin before this, so when you make Kiddush now, you don't have to make again a Bar Priyagofen, because it's Mamish in the middle of the meal. You're allowed to continue eating. Shostam, and take the Kais of Yayin, and make regular Kiddush over the Kais.
You're making, you're saying you're staying
in
the bench before you're saying
breakfast is much. Sure. But the Maestro Shabbos, though. You know, Shabbos, so on. You don't have to. You said if you started the student, you don't have to stop, though. You don't have to stop. The Maestro, you say breakfast is much, that's like Asher, because the Maestro, it is Shabbos now. You say what you're saying. Right? For the Mara Eini, it's not like that. The Yomar Rav Tachlipa Barav Dimi Omar Shmuel. His real name is Shmuel. Kishem Shemasik in the Kiddush. The same way you have to stop eating Yisuda when it comes to make Kiddush is Kach Masik in Lavdola. The same halacha applies to Havdola. That if somebody was eating Shalashudis and the meal went on later into the night, you have to stop Yisuda.